Okay, bismillah, wassalatu wassalam ala rasulillah wa ala ali wa man wala wa ba'd. This is our 16th session, and inshallah today we should finish the few remaining exercises from lesson number 7 and start lesson number 8. Lesson number 8 is a review lesson, so it's really not a lot of work in lesson number 8, but we do have some exercises that we will have to do. But we still have a few exercises remaining from lesson number 7. That's what we want to start with. Before we do that, before we do the exercise remaining from lesson number 7, I would like to give you an opportunity to ask any questions, because we didn't do any review before the Salat today. So perhaps, you know, we might review a couple of points or take any questions that you have. Lesson number 7, there were a lot of points that we covered, so I don't know if there's something in there that you might want to ask about, or you might want some clarification on. For example, in lesson number 7 we had conjugation of verbs. We had verb forms for plurals, ذهبتم and ذهبتن and ذهبنا. Those plural verb forms. And that was probably what was remaining from the verb forms that we hadn't taken yet. And we also had the second person, masculine plural, this one, tum, like ذهبتم. When you have a pronoun added to it, you have to add wow. For example, you say ذهبتم who, you say what? ذهبتموه. Now, we had that. And we also had in this lesson, The Dhamir who, or Hum, when they're preceded by Kesra, Naam. For example, Zahabtuhu, you say, but Zahabtihi, because Kesra, preceding the who, changed to Kesra also, Zahabtihi, or Zahabtihi, like this, I mean, Darabtihi, or so on. Naam, we also had the verb Kana. And we had ذو when it is used as a not for a noun that is definite. Since ذو is always an idafa with the noun that follows it, then you can't use alif lam on the mudaf, first part of idafa construction. Therefore, you have to make the second part, the mudafa ilay, definite. In which case, the first part, by position, it becomes definite also. So we had ذو. And we also had the fractions, ثلثٌ, ربعٌ, خمسٌ, سدسٌ, and so on. I think that's basically it. Those are some of the points that we covered in the past two classes. And we are almost close to finishing the exercises. So any question about what we had in the last class or in the previous class? Or any question that you have about the exercises? Any difficulty that you have doing the exercises? Any questions? All right, so hopefully everybody finished the exercises for homework so we can go straight through them quickly. Hopefully somebody did them. Now, anyway, yeah, we did all the exercises up to, exercise number 9. We didn't finish exercise number 9. We did the first 3. Right. And we stopped at number 4. Okay, so we want to finish that, and then we want to do 10 and 11 and 12 and go on to the next lesson. Okay? Okay, if there are no questions, then let's look at, you know, what is there remaining here. Okay, just for the sake of clarity, right? Exercise number 9 is dealing with the word ذو, right? Which means what? The one who possesses. Now, the owner of something. We're dealing with the word ذو, which has the same meaning as صاحب, the possessor or owner of something. And we said that ذو is always used in إضافة. Is somebody in there? Yes. Oh, somebody's in there. Okay. We said that vu is always used in idafa. The noun that comes after is always mudafan ilayhi, right? So that means, from the rules of al-idafa, is that the first part of the idafa is mudafun, and the second part of idafa is mudafun ilayhi. And from the rules of idafa is that the mudafun, the first part, it never takes alif lam or tanween. It never takes alif lam or tanween. If it is connected to a mudafun ilayh, a word that is definite, it becomes definite by position. If it's connected to a word that's indefinite, it becomes indefinite by position, right? So if you want to make a word, if you want to make the word dhu, if you want to make it definite, you can't add alif lam, right? So what do you have to do? You make it definite by making the mudafun ilayh definite. If the mudafun ilayh becomes definite, then the mudaf also is definite by position. So whenever dhu is a not describing a man'ut that's definite, you have to make the mudaf ilay of dhu, you have to make it definite, and then you can use it like this. Alright? So this is what this exercise is about. It's about what? Making sure that whenever dhu is a not for a man'ut that's definite, then the mudaf ilay of that dhu has to be made definite. Alright? Okay. So we did the first three, right? I'm going to just look at the first three quickly and then you can do the rest of them. The first one says, لِمَنْ ذَاكَ الْبَيْتُ ذُو الْبَابِ الْأَخْدَرِ. Okay? ذُو here is a not describing what? ذُو in the first sentence of exercise number 9 is a not describing what? Okay, dhu is a not describing bab. Is dhu a not describing bab or dhu is in idafa with bab? So if it's mudaf to bab, how can it be a not describing bab? What is dhu describing? It's describing al bait. Which kind of bait? The bait that possess a green door. So bait is the man'ut, and dhu is the not. And if the man'ut is definite, then the not describing has to be definite. So what you have to do, you have to make the mudaf ilay of dhu, you have to make it definite by adding alif lam, al-bab, dhu al-bab. So if al-bab is definite, dhu is definite, so it could be a not for al-bayt, which is definite. Is it clear? Tayyib. Al-akhdar, what is the position of akhdar in this sentence? Akhdar. Is it a khabar? Is it a na'at? Is it a mudaf ilayh? What is it? A na'at for what?
For
al-bab. Naam, al-bab. Dhu al-babi al-akhdari. Al-bab is being described with al-akhdar. Tayyib. Number two. Man dhalika al-fata? Dhu النظارة الصغيرة. النظارة. What does it mean by النظارة? Glasses, eyeglasses. طيب. Note here that ذو is a not describing what? الفتى. الفتى is definite or indefinite? Definite. So ذو has to be definite. So what do we have to do? النظارة, we have to make it definite. The مضاف إليه to ذو, we have to make it definite, which makes ذو definite, which makes it acceptable as a not for الفتى, which is definite. طيب. So the meaning of this sentence is, who is that young man? الصغيرة is a what? It's a not describing what? النظارة. النظارة is feminine, الصغيرة is feminine. النظارة is definite, الصغيرة is definite. النظارة is مجرور, الصغيرة is مجرور. Okay, the young man possessing small eyeglasses. Type number three, ذلك الرجل ذو الحقيبة الجميلة طبيب مشهور. Okay, here, ذو is describing what? الرجل. الرجل is definite, so ذو has to be made definite. by adding alif lam to the mudawfun ilay, al-haqiba. And then you have to add alif lam to the na'at, al-jamila. And then tabibun is in this sentence, what is this position? Tabibun. It's a man'u to what? To mashhur? Okay, it's a man'u to mashhur. What else is it in this sentence? Tabibun is a man'ud being described by a mashhur, a famous doctor. But what else is it in the sentence? What else can you say about tabibun? ذَلِكَ الرَّجُلُ ذُو الْحَقِيبَةِ الْجَمِيلَةِ تَبِيبٌ مَشْهُورٌ A khabar, khabar. Tabibun is khabar, and mashhur is a not describing it. The mubtada here is ذَلِكَ And الرَّجُلُ is what? I got a lot of questions. It's a not, ar-rajulu is a not describing what? Mubtada. Ar-rajulu is a mubtada. So what's dhalika? Okay, stop. Hold on. It's four people talking at one time. I can only understand one. In this sentence, ar-rajulu, what is the position of rajulu in this sentence? What is its i'rab? One person. It's mubtada? Anybody have a different answer? Okay, what do you say it is? You're not sure yet, but it's not mubtada. Okay, anybody else have an answer? A fa'il. Where's the fa'il? There's no fa'il in this sentence. It's badal. Ar-rajul is badal for what? For dhalika. Listen, brothers and sisters, whenever you have an ism ishara, hadha, dhalika, hadhihi, tilka, ulaika, ha'ulai, any ism ishara, followed by a noun with alif lam, that's badal. Automatic. There's no discussion. Ism ishara followed by alif lam is badal. Tayyib? So, ذَلِكَ is the mubtada. Ar-rajulu is badal. Tabibun is khabar. Walaykum salam. Mashhurun is a not describing the khabar. And ذُو is a not describing ar-rajul. And haqib is mudafun ilay. And al-jamila is a not describing al-haqiba. Alright, so you have ذَلِكَ مُبْتَدَى الرَّجُلُ بَدَلْ ذُو is a not. الْحَقِيبَ is مُضَافٌ إِلَيْهِ الْجَمِيلَ is a not describing الْحَقِيبَ طَبِيبٌ is the khabar. مَشْهُورٌ is a not describing طَبِيبٌ جَيِّد If you understand all that, you have done well. Okay, if you understand all that, you should be able to do the next one. Okay, who'll take number four? I said Al-Jamila is a not describing Al-Hakiba.
Right.
Dhu is a not describing Al-Rajul. We're on page, in that book, we're on page 52. Book 2, Medina book 2, page 52. Lesson number 7. Page 52 in the Arabic text. Now. Okay, number 4. Go ahead, Abu Bakr. Wait a minute, slow down. Read the sentence first, and then we'll break it down.
Men.
You have dhaka? Okay. Dhu kamisin or dhu al kamisi? Okay. I can't hear you good. You are saying dhu. Al Qamisi or Dhu Qamisin?
Dhu
Qamisi. Okay, and then the next word is what?
Ahmar.
With a long A?
Ahmar.
Ahmaru, Ahmara, Ahmari. He says this, Ahmara. Don't explain why. Does anybody disagree with him? They said it should be Al Ahmari. Why do you say it's Ahmara?
Because it's
He said it's Ahmara because it's Mamnu min al-Sarf. Why do you say it's Al Ahmari? Ya Musa.
Al-Ahmari.
Yeah, why do you say it's Al Ahmari, Ya Abdul Haq? Because he said it's Dhu Al Qamisi. Al Qamisi has alif lam, so al-ahmari has to have alif lam. And a word that's mamnu min as-sarf when it has alif lam is no longer mamnu min as-sarf. It can take kasra. Okay, so it should be what? Dhu al-qamisi al-ahmari. Are we good? Dhu al-qamisi al-ahmari. Okay, what does this sentence mean? Man dhalika al-waladu dhu al-qamisi al-ahmari. What is the meaning of it?
Who is that boy? Who possesses a red shirt?
Who is that boy who possesses the red shirt? Tayyib. Number five. Who take it? Number five. Yeah, that's the problem. Okay, Abdul Haq, go ahead.
Zalika al Fata, Zu al Saqiri, Tawilin, Al Tawilin, Talibun Jadidun.
Okay, read it one more time. We want to hear Alif Lam, we want to hear Tanwin, we want to hear Fatta, Kasra, and Dhamma clearly. ذلك الفتاة ذو الشعر ذو الشعر you say with alif lam
ذو ال
okay ذو الشعر الطويل طالب جديد اوكي ذلك الفتى ذو الشعر الطويل الشعر he put alif lam on it and الطويل he put alif lam on it okay why did he put alif lam on شعر because الفتى is definite so ذو has to be made definite by making its مضاف إليه definite and then he put alif lam on الطويل why because it's a knot describing الشعر which is definite and then he said طالبون without alif lam why it doesn't have alif lam because it's not describing anything okay he's saying that young man possessing long hair is a student he's saying he's a student what kind of student a new student a student is indefinite so it's طالبون جديدون نعم What's the plural of fata?
Fatayat.
Fatayat? Fata is masculine or feminine? How do you know it's masculine? No term of buta, what else? Ismishara is masculine, valika. Plus, anyway, you know that fata is masculine anyway, right? Tayyib, what's the plural of fata? Fatayat is the plural of what? What fatayat is the plural of what? We are lost on this word here. I don't blame you. It's all right. Fata is masculine singular. Fatat is feminine singular. Fatayat is feminine plural. The plural of masculine fata is what? Fitya. 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 Fata. Fitya. Fatat, fatayat. That's tricky, right? All the way across the board. All of them. Even from the first one, fata and fitya. And fatat and fatayat. Okay, number six. We'll take it. Number six. Now, Musa. Number six. غلاف
ذو غلاف جميل
نعم ذو الغلاف الجميل why is الغلاف with alif lam
because
الدفتر has alif lam and ذو has to be made definite as a knot right you make it definite by the مضاف إليه becoming definite الجميل is definite why Because al-ghilaf is definite and jameel is a knot describing al-ghilaf. What kind of ghilaf?
Jameel.
Beautiful ghilaf, right? Okay. Liman al-daftaru. Liman al-daftaru. To whom belongs the daftar? with the beautiful, possessing the beautiful cover. Number 7. نعم ذلك الرجل ذو نظارة
ذو نظرة مدينة
مديرنا مديرنا. What is مديرنا?
Our
director. نعم, principal, headmaster, head of the company, whatever. ذلك الرجل ذو. It should be النظارة والنظارة. ألف لام النظارة ذو. ذو النظارة. ذلك الرجل. الرجل is definite. ذو has to be made definite by the مضاف إليه, taking ألف لام. النظارة ذو النظارة. الرجل ذو النظارة مديرنا. ذلك is the مبتدأ. الرجل is the بدل. ذو is a not. النظارة is مضاف إليه. المديرنا مدير is خبر, and the ضمير نا is what? It's a pronoun. Yes, but what is this إعراب? Is it مرفوع, منصوب, مجرور? What is it? مديرنا. He said it's منصوب. نا, the pronoun نا always takes فتح, right? نا, like كم always takes ضمة. مديرنا. First of all, مديرنا is a combination of a noun and a pronoun, and they are in an idafa construction. They are in idafa construction. نا is مضاف إليه to مدير. مدير is the خبر, and نا is مضاف إليه. مبني, it's a pronoun. Pronouns are مبني في محل جر, in the place where it should be مجرور. Huh? We should know it. We will know it if we keep practicing and practicing and practicing. Okay, remember, right? ذلك is the مبتدا. مدير is the خبر. And نا is مضاف إليه. مضاف إليه. Just like ذو النظارة is مضاف مضاف إليه. مديرنا is مضاف مضاف إليه. مضاف مضاف إليه. The مضاف إليه is always مجرور. But since it's a pronoun, the ضمير is a مبنيون. So we don't say it's مجرور, we say it's مبنيون. In the place where it should be مجرور. في محل جر. طيب؟ جيد. No problem. No problem. As long as we understand it. If you don't remember how to explain it, eventually it will stick with you. As long as you understand it. If you don't understand it, then you got to ask me so we can explain it again. Okay? Anyway, we're going to get more examples. Number 9. Who wants number 9? نعم. إبراهيم. I'm sorry. Yeah, 9. Yeah. 8? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry again. ذلك الرجل and ذلك الرجل again. That's what threw me off. Okay, number 8.
ذلك الرجل
القامة.
الطويلة.
You have a different vocabulary. نعم.
هو مؤذن.
Masjidina. Okay, let's look at this sentence carefully. Okay, there's a couple of tricky points here, okay? Let's look at it. Dhalika ar-rajulu dhu al-qamati al-tawilati. Is that good?
No.
Al-qamati al-tawilati.
No.
Huwa mu'adhin. Should mu'adhin. What's the vowel on mu'adhin? Single Dhamma? Why is it a single Dhamma? Not because of Huwa. Huwa doesn't make it take a single Dhamma. Huwa Mu'adhinu. Why is it a single Dhamma? Why?
Because it's Mudafun.
It's Mudafun to what? To Masjid. It's Mudafun, and Masjidi is Mudafun ilayhi majroor with Kasra. And Na is what? The pronoun Na is what? It's مبنيون, but what else? مضاف إليه to مسجد. مسجد is مضاف إليه for مؤذن. الناس مضاف إليه for مسجد. You have two إضافات back to back. The مؤذن of the مسجد of ours. The مؤذن of the مسجد of ours. The مؤذن of the مسجد of ours. Our مسجد. Okay? So in this case it should be هو مؤذن with a single vowel مسجدنا with كسرة مسجدنا مضاف إليه. النا is the ضمير مضاف إليه مبني في محل جر in the place where it should be مجرور.
In your book you said you had هو
on it somewhere. Yeah. In our book we have ذلك الرجل ذو القامة الطويلة هو. هو مؤذن مسجدنا.
To change one word here. See here, we got ذلك الرجل ذو القامة right?
No.
Okay. So we didn't get a هو up in it all. You understand?
Yeah, they changed the sentence to a whole different breakdown now. They changed it to a different breakdown altogether. That's the problem. Alright, anyway, that's how it should be, okay? It should be, that man, what's the meaning of ذو القامة الطويلة? What's the meaning of that? What's the meaning of القامة? Stature, or build, okay? Like you say, he has... His stature, he's tall. What a stature, he's tall in stature. Or short in stature, okay? Al-qama, al-tawila, means he's very tall in stature. Huwa mu'adhinu masjidina. He is the what? The mu'adhin of our masjid. He is the mu'adhin of our masjid. That tall man, he is the mu'adhin of our masjid. Okay, number 9 now. Number 9. Yeah, Allah musta'an. Okay, give me whatever you got. Let me just hear what you got. Number 9. We'll read both of them. What you got and what we got?
Well, number 9 is the one we did already in the album. They did drop
the sentence. No, number 8 is the one we did in our book. We're up to number 9 now.
Yeah, that was
all right, this is really going to make a mess for us now. They changed the numbers, the words, everything.
Now, in this case, they gave me the right sentence, but they put it down at number 9.
All right.
Anyway, let's see what
we
got here.
The sentence that we are now is نَزَلَ مِنَ السَّيَّارَ.
So that's
حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. Okay, somebody who has this book, read, because really it's a little bit confusing.
I got that one. نزل من السيارة السيارة سيارتي سيارة شاب.
You have ألف لام on شاب.
On شاب.
Yeah.
معقول يا.
No, it shouldn't have ألف لام. No.
So it should be this سيارة.
Should be شابون.
شابون right. شابون دو. Okay, yeah, do al sayabi, sayabi nadifatin, yeah.
Okay.
How about I did wrong
there? Okay, let's see. It should be nazala min al-sayyara. What's the vowel in sayyara?
Sayyarati.
It's majrur al-kasra, right? Nazala min al-sayyarati shabun. Dhu. Should it be الثياب or ثيابن?
No.
It should be L?
No.
Why should it be L? Why should it not be L? Whichever answer you give, you got to tell me why. Why should it be L? Why are you saying it should be L? First, let's see why he says it should be L.
Well, no, it shouldn't because Shabun is indefinite and that should be...
Okay, Shabun is indefinite, right. So Dhu is indefinite, right. So ثياب, no need to make it definite. Okay, it should right. Be indefinite, okay?
Right.
All right, so it should be نزلة. من السيارة شاب والشد on the back شاب ذو ثياب نظيفة. Alright, نزل من السيارة شاب. ذو is a not describing شاب. ثياب is مضاف إليه to ذو, right? مجرور بالكسرة. ثياب is مضاف إليه, مضاف إلى ذو. ذو ثياب Nazifatan is what?
Nazifatan is the khabar, isn't it?
No.
Not.
It's a not describing thiyab. Five. So what is the meaning of the sentence?
The young man, the young boy.
It's not the, it's shabun.
A young boy got out from the car, right?
A young boy got out from the car.
With clean clothes?
Okay, it should be, right?
A young boy possessing clean clothes.
A young boy with clean clothes descended from the car, meaning he got out of the car. Okay, nazala literally means to descend, but it's also used when a person gets out of a car, they say nazala, min as-sayyara. Okay, they don't mean he descended from up top. This means he stepped down, right? Out of the car. Nazala.
Still in the same sense of descending.
He did descend because he was up a little bit, he stepped down. Right. So that's descending. Right. But in English you would say he got out of the car.
Right.
But if you say he descended from the car, you could say that. It's permissible. Okay, a young man possessing clean clothing descended from the car. Okay, number 10.
I don't know, because the car is a whole load, you gotta get up.
Okay, in any case, in this particular case, he was in a high car. Okay, he was in a car that's high and he descended. He stepped down out of it. Number 10. Number 10. Al-Majallatu.
Okay.
Musa.
Yes, that's Al-Majallatu. Zatu. Suwari. Mulawwanatu.
Is it a single dhamma or a double dhamma?
Single.
A single. So it has alif lam? So why does it have a single dhamma if it doesn't have alif lam? Is it mamnu min al-sarf? Is it al-munawwaratu or is it munawwaratun? Doesn't say? Mulawwana. I'm sorry. Mulawwana. Is it mulawwanatun or mulawwanatu? Tun? Taib, why is it tun and not Al Mulawwanatu? Why is it not L? Is there any reason for it to have alif lam?
Is it a
not? Is it a not for surah?
Yeah.
If it's a not for surah, it has to have alif lam. But it's not a not for surah. It's a khabar for Al Majalla. Al Majallatu Mulawwanatun. Mulawwanatun. Al-Majallatu, the magazine, is mulawwanatun, is colored. The magazine is colored. Which magazine? Thatu as-suwari. That is a not describing Al-Majalla. Sur is mudawfun ilayhi. And since that is describing Al-Majalla with Al-Majalla, which has alif lam, that has to be made definite by adding alif lam to as-sur. So that is a not describing Al-Majalla, Suwar al-Mudawfun ilayh, and Mulawwanatun is the Khabar. Khabar. It doesn't need alif lam, it's the Khabar. The magazine is colored. Colored. That? Where's that? No, that doesn't mean is. That means sahib, possessor. The one who possess something. Possessing pictures. The magazine which possess pictures. The magazine that has pictures in it, that magazine which has pictures in it, is colored. It's not in black and white, it's in color. It's in color. Yeah, that is the feminine of dhu. That is the feminine of dhu.
The magazine.
Yeah, magazine is feminine, right. So you have to use that instead of dhu. Right? That is the feminine of dhu. Okay, number 11. Number 11. Naam, Ibrahim. No shadda. Dhatu ajalin or al-ajali. Which one is it? Is it ajalin or al ajali? Al ajali. Why is it al ajali? It has to be definite. To make that definite, because that is a not describing al darraja, which is definite. Naam. Al thalathi. Li. That's harf jar. Li. Belongs to. Libni al-Saghiri. Naam, Libni al-Saghiri. What does it mean? This bicycle possessing, what's ajala? Ajala is a wheel. Ajala is the plural of ajala. Ajalatun. Three wheels. This tricycle, this bicycle possessing three wheels, that's a tricycle, right? Not a bicycle. Tricycle. Yeah. Naam. This bicycle possessing three wheels belongs to my young or small son.
Now on that thalatha, you said that thalatha was thalatha.
Al-thalathi. It's majroor.
Yes, right, yes.
It's majroor because al-ajali is majroor.
You said three. You didn't say thin.
No, I said alif lam.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Because al ajali al thalathi.
Yeah, because I didn't put the definite
alif. I had it thin. Fine. هذه is the mubtada. Where's the khabar? هذه is the mubtada. Where's the khabar? صغير. هذه صغير. هذه الصغير. This is the small. No. لابني جاء والمجرور شبه جملة خبر لابني. This belongs to my son. This what? This bicycle possessing three wheels belongs to my son, my small son. Okay, هذه is the مبتدا. لابني is the خبر. الصغير is a not describing ابن. And الدراجة is what? Badal. Fahadihi. Hadihi is badal. And that is a what? Thatu. Is a not. Describing? A darraja. And ajali is what? Ajala is a man'ut. Thatul ajali. Thatul ajali. Is what? Mudafan ilayhi. And al-thalathi is what? Al-thalathi. A not describing? Al-ajala. Type number 12. Number 12. Now Musa.
Tilka al-masajidu dhatul manayiri manayiril aliyati jamilatun jidda.
Type. He said tilka al-masajidu dhatu al-manayiri al-aliyati جميلةٌ جداً جداً. طيب, what is the meaning of this sentence? Don't be deceived. Don't jump off the boat, off the bus, off the plane. تلك المساجد. What does that mean? That masjid? Those masjids. تلك المساجد is plural. Tilka is singular, feminine singular, because what? It's referring to an inanimate plural. Huh? Those masjids. Thatul manairi al-aliyati. What does that mean? Possessing? What kind of minarets? What does aliyati mean? High minarets, possessing high minarets. What about them?
They're beautiful. They're very beautiful.
They're very beautiful. Okay, where's the mubtada? Please get this right. Where's the mubtada? Look at the page.
No,
where's the mubtada?
Tilka. That's what I mean. That's a delicate.
I know. I told you. That's why I said look at the page. I knew you know what it was, but you look at you go from your memory.
I wrote it right and said it wrong.
Tayyip. Tilka is the mubtada. Where's the khabar? Nope. Aliyatun. Nope. Jildan. Nope. Height. Aliya. Nope. Jamil Jiddan. Nope. Masajid. Nope. Somebody almost got it, but they mixed it up, and that's why I said no. You almost had it. There's only one word left in the sentence that you could say. You didn't say everything else. Huh? Okay, let's start from the beginning. Let's say like we didn't give no answers yet. Let's start from the beginning. Let's get the correct answer here. Where's the mubtada? Tilka. Where's the khabar? Okay, let's go from the beginning. Okay, let's go from the beginning. Slow down. What is it? In Arabic, which word is the khabar? Jamila. You said Jamila Jiddan. That's why I said somebody almost got it, but he mixed it with something. And that's why I said no. You said Jamila Jiddan. Anyway, no, you said Jiddan first, and then you said Jamila Jiddan. No problem. Listen, listen. This is something that you have to know. Let's go from the beginning. Tilka is the Mubtada. Al Masajid is what?
Bedel.
That is what?
That is Mudaf.
Okay, it's Mudafun, but it's what? It's a not. It's a not describing al-masajid. Before it's mudafun ilayh, it's a not. In reference to al-manair, it's mudafun, and manair is mudafun ilayh. And al-aliyah is what? A not describing al-manair. And jamila is what? Is the khabar. If you look at the sentence from beginning to end, you know jamila has to be the khabar. Why? Because tilka is the mubtada. And masajid is the bedel. And that is a not. And manair is mudawfan ilayhi. And aliyah is a not describing the manair. So all of that, none of that could be the khabar. None of that could be the khabar. So the only thing left is jamila. That's the only thing left. It's jamila. There's nothing else left. If you go from the beginning of the sentence to the end of it, the beginning is the mubtada, masajid is bedel. That is a not describing masajid. It can't be the khabar. Al-Manair is mudaf ila that, so that can't be the khabar. And Al-Ali is a not describing Manair, so that can't be the khabar. So there's nothing left except Jamila. Jamila is the khabar. What is the origin of this sentence? Tilka Jamilatun. That is beautiful. That what? Those masjids that possess high minarets are beautiful.
Okay.
That's why Jamilatun is feminine. Because it's a khabar for what?
Tilka.
Naam.
Okay, now only Jiddan.
Naam, Jiddan.
How do you understand Jiddan?
Jiddan is giving the intensity to Jamila. How Jamila is it? It's Jiddan. It's an adverb. Naam. Okay. This is the end of exercise number 9. Allahu musta'an. This exercise must be reviewed. Must be reviewed. Okay? Okay, number 10. Number 10 is easy. We had this before. That's the use of Hamzatul Istifham with M. Do you remember the rule for Hamzatul Istifham with M? Whenever you're asking a question that is asking you for a choice between two things, one of them must immediately follow Hamzatul Istifham. And the second of them must immediately follow M. Okay? One of them must immediately follow Hamzatul Istifham. And the other one must follow M. So anything else has to be fit in between there somewhere. Okay? So you say what? Al-Quratu or Al-Qurata Al-Qadami La'ibtum Am Qurata As-Sallati. Okay? Don't say Al-La'ibtum Qurata Al-Qadami. Because why? After Hamzatul Istifham has to come one of the two choices. So you have to save La'ibtum for later and say أكورة القدم لعبتم أم كرة السلة okay أم محمدا رأيت أم حامدا okay the two choices are what did you see Muhammad or did you see Hamid so one choice has to come out after, immediately after Hamzatul Istifham and the other one has to come immediately after M أم محمدا رأيت أم حامدا. You can't say أرأيت حامدا, I mean أرأيت محمدا أم حامدا. No, because the choice has to come, one of them has to come immediately after حمزة. You can't say أرأيت, you have to say محمدا رأيت أم حامدا. Okay, أكتاب الفقه أخذت أم كتاب السيرة. The two choices are what? كتاب الفقه or كتاب السيرة. So one of them has to come after حمزة الاستفهام and the other one has to come after أم. If you understand that rule, apply it to number one. Who take number one? نعم, Abdul Karim. That's okay, we don't mind.
One more time. Pull me out.
نعم.
Oh, here we go. All right, bismillah. Okay, Abbasan darabta am Mahmudan.
Naam. Wa alaykum salam. The two choices are what? Abbas and Mahmud. So you say Abbasan darabta am Mahmudan. Abbasan, why is Abbasan mansub with fatha? Why is it mansub? Why Abbasan? Why don't you say Abbasun? Maf'ulun bi. Naam, it's the object of what verb? Darabta. Naam. Darabta Abbasan. Abbasan darabta am Mahmudan darabta. Naam, number two. Number two. Take it then, if you want it. No, no, one of them over here. Nobody's afraid of this one, huh? Abu Bakr is not afraid. Yeah, asir inab or asir burtiqal. Burtiqal. Orange. Inab is what? Grape. Asir means juice. Asir burtiqal, asir al inab. Naam. Okay, how should it go?
Asir burtiqal.
عنب. Should it be أعصير or should it be أعصيرة مفعول بي شربت شربت عصيرة, right? شربت عصير البرتقالي. Should be عصيرة, right أبو بكر? The sentence is شربت عصير البرتقالي. You make it into a question, right? أشربت عصير برتقال. Listen, forget about two questions. We only want one question here. The origin of this question, if you ask it about one thing, is أشربت عصير برتقالي. أشربت عصير برتقالي. البرتقالي. So we switched it, we put in the verb after it, but it's still the maf'ulun bi, right? Okay, I only said it that way so you can see that it's the maf'ulun bi. Okay, but we're putting the verb after it, but it's still the maf'ulun bi. The maf'ulun bi is coming before the verb, but it's still the maf'ulun bi. So we're saying, أَعْصِيرَ الْبُرْتُقَالِ شَرِبْتَ أَمْ أَعْصِيرَ الْوَتْ الْعِنَبِي. Alright? Yeah, that's what we did in the first example. Even though the verb comes after the maf'ulun bi, it's still maf'ulun bi. It has to take fatha.
But you could have said,
adarabta abasan? Naam, you could say that. But when you have two choices, you can't say that. You have to say, immediately after a, you have to put abas. And after am, you have to put mahmud. Because when you're asking about two things, the hamzatul istifham has to be followed by one of them, not by the verb. But by one of the choices. And M has to be followed by one of the choices. Okay? So you say, أَعْصِيرَ الْبُرْتُقَالِ شَرِبْتَ أَمْ عَصِيرَ الْعِنَبِي. Five, number three. Abdul Haq. Okay, let's see how this sounds. A سيارت المديري. سيارت تا, right? المديري. Because مفعول بي, and المدير is مضاف إليه, right? سيارة المدير رأيتم أم سيارة المدرس مفعول به سيارة المدرس مضاف إليه جيد نمبر 4 موسى
هذه المجلة قرأتن أم تلك
نعم أهذه المجلة قرأتن أم تلك
So in this case, you put the verb.
You still put the verb after it. The verb has to come after the choice. The first choice is hadhihi, and the second choice is tilka. Ahadhihi al-majallati qara'tunna am tilka. Ahadhihi al-majallat. Huh? Oh, I'm sorry. Ahadhihi al-majallat. What should be the end of majalla? Kasra or fatha? هذه المجلة what? Why is it ta ya Musa?
Because
هذه is the مفعول بي and المجلة ta is بدل and the بدل has to be the same as the thing that is بدل from. So we're saying هذه المجلة ta قرأتن أم تلك. Why is مجلة ta? Because المجلة is بدل for هذه. And هذه is the مفعول بي فقرأتن مفعول بي is منسوب right so the بدل for it has to be منسوب so it has to take فتة هذه المجلة قرأتن أم تلك first choice is هذه second choice is تلك number 5 إبراهيم okay pause
You said that the verb, you can put the verb in the middle, but you have a choice and you put it on the beginning too, right?
No, you cannot put it in the beginning. When you have a choice between two things, that you're using Hamzatul Istifham and M, right?
Yeah.
Hamzatul Istifham and M. We said that one of the two choices has to become immediately after Hamzatul Istifham, not the verb. One of the choices. And the second choice has to come after M.
Okay, yeah. Because the way I wrote it wrong.
Okay, what's the point of this lesson here, this exercise? That whenever you're asking a choice between two things, using Hamzatul Istifham and M, in that kind of question, using Hamzatul Istifham and M, one of them has to come after Hamzatul Istifham, one choice, and the other choice has to come after M. And the verb or anything else, or prepositions or anything else have to come somewhere else. They don't come after Hamzatul Istifham, they don't come after M. Alright? That's the point of this exercise. Yeah. To know how to use Hamzatul Istifham and M in a question where there's a choice between two things.
Did you see the car? Then I put
I understand. That's the way we normally speak like that. But this is trying to teach us the correct Arabic construction. Okay, number 5, Ya Ibrahim. Yeah, you have the same book and the same mistake.
That's right.
If y'all were sitting next to each other during the exam, somebody would be suspicious of you. Number 5, Ya Ibrahim. مفتاح البيت أخذت ثم أخذت
أحسنت
نعم مفتاح البيت أخذت أم مفتاح السيارة نعم What is the meaning?
Did you take the key of the house or the key of the car?
Amiftaha, miftah is maf'ulun bi. Mansub. The sign that is mansub is fatta. Because it's the object of what verb? Akhazta. Amiftaha albayti mudafun ilayhi. Majroor. The sign that is majroor is kasra. Taib. The next exercise we don't really have to do, it's just you have to learn the following words. You have to memorize them, okay? These words are fractions, and fractions are in the wazn of fu'ulun. Fu'ulun. lun. Except that usually the dhamma of the second letter, the ayn letter, usually that dhamma is made sakin with sukoon. Except that it's made sakin with sukoon. That's why you say nisfun, khumsun, thumnun, tus'un, rub'un, sub'un, ushrun. Except what? Thuluthun and sudusun. The dhamma always remains. Except what? Thuluthun and sudusun. A third and a sixth. For the rest of them, the second letter would normally take most of the time sukoon, except thuluthun and sudusun. Anyway, these are the fractions: nisfun, thuluthun, rub'un, khumsun, sudusun, sub'un, thumnun, tus'un, ushrun. Okay, those are fractions for half and so on. Third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth. Jayyid? Memorize them. Okay. I don't know. Allahu A'lam, if it's easier for pronunciation. Thulth. Thulthun. Naam. Thulthun is easier. Naam. Okay. Number 12 is our last exercise in this lesson. Qawwin jumalan musta'amilan al-kalimat al-atiyah. Qawwin. What does qawwin mean? Compose. Put together, compose. Kawin jumalan. What does it mean? Sentences. Jumal is the plural of what? Jumlatun. Jumlatun. Musta'amilan means what? Using. Al-kalimat is the plural of what? Al-kalimatu. Al-kalimatu. Al-atiya means what? Following, using the following words. Compose sentences using the following. Each one of the sentences you got to put in a word. Okay, so who take the first word? Dakhala. Naam, go ahead, Abdul Karim. Dakhala.
Dakhala Muhammadan fil bayti.
Dakhala Muhammadan fil bayti. What's wrong with Muhammadan? Muhammadun. Why should it be Muhammadun? Is it the Mubtada? Dakhala is the Khabar and Muhammadun is the Mubtada? First of all, if you begin a sentence with Dakhala, what kind of sentence is this? A Jumla Fa'liya. A Jumla Fa'liya doesn't have a Mubtada or a Khabar. It has a Fa'l and a Fa'l and a Maful and B. Dakhala is the Fa'l. Muhammad is what? The Fa'l is Majrurun or Mansubun? Mansub? That's what he made it. Dakhala Muhammadan. The fa'il is never mansubun. Huh? Dhamma. It's marfu'un. The fa'il is always marfu'un. Fa'il is always marfu'un. Mubtada and khabar is marfu'un. Fa'il is always marfu'un. Dakhala Muhammadun. Muhammadun. Khalaqallahu. As-samawati wal-arda.
Isn't that the object of the verb?
It's not the object of the verb. Muhammad is the subject, the doer of the action. Muhammad is the one who entered.
Yeah, I'm thinking about the object of the verb. I always take fatah.
Right? Naam, you're thinking of Daraba Muhammadan, the maf'ulun bi. Muhammad is the fa'il in this sentence. Dakhala, tayyib, let's keep on going. Dakhala Muhammadun fil bayti. Is that correct to say Dakhala Muhammadun fil bayti? When you use dakhala, when you use dakhala, in reference to entering a real place, you don't say fi. You don't say fi. You say dakhala Muhammadun al-bayta. Naam. But if you're saying entering into something that's not a place, but a conceptual entering, then you use fi.
Okay.
No, what do we have in the Quran, akhi? Let's use the Quran. يا أيها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلوا في عبادي وادخلوا جنتي وادخلوا جنتي no في because جنة is a real place فادخلوا في عبادي do you enter inside the worshippers no that's conceptual entering that's why I use في فَادْخُلُوا فِي Ibadi. You're not entering a place, you're entering the people. How can you enter the people? That's conceptual entering. Wadkhulu fi jannati. That's a real place. Two udkhul, one with fi, one without fi. Khalas? Just memorize the ayah, yeah. That's the end of it. So thank you, Abu Bakr. Dakhala Muhammadun al Bayta. Okay, bahatha an. Naam. Dakhala al ustadu wa ustadun. دخل الأستاذ oh. دخل الأستاذ الفصل نعم الفصل طيب بحث عن بحث عن what does that mean to search for something you have to use بحث with عن بحث عن to search for something نعم give me a sentence نعم موسى
أين بحثت عن
أين بحثت عن قلمك but we want to keep it exactly the word not بحثت but we want to use بحثة but that's good no problem but use بحثة just as it is because they want you to use third person masculine singular بحثة عن بحثة عن المسلمة عن is the preposition عن المسلمي oh but you're saying the Muslim searched no that's different you have to say if he's the fa'il it has to be marfu'un المسلم بحث عن عن مخرج من الدنيا إلى الإسلام من الدنيا إلى الإسلام نعم but it's a little bit I think we get the idea you're trying to say بحث عن to search for something نعم okay go ahead
عن
الكتاب
على
المكتب he searched for the book on the table okay بحث عن الكتاب
So,
نعم.
So
you're saying هو بحث عن الكتاب نعم في مكان معين في أي مكان نعم okay give me another sentence for الأسبوع الماضي next word الأسبوع الماضي نعم بحث means to search الأسبوع means the week الماضي the past week last week الأسبوع الماضي give me a sentence نعم أبو بكر
حافظة
حافظة سورة الملك الأسبوع الماضي طيب هو someone whoever you're talking about حافظة سورة الملك الملكي الأسبوع الماضي Here in this case, الأسبوع, the way you used it just now, is telling you the time when he memorized. That means it's مفعولٌ في, which means it should be منصوب وفتة. It's مفعولٌ في. But here they gave you الأسبوع as مرفوعًا, not منصوبٌ. No problem. Anyway, but let somebody give it to me as an example. Anybody have an example with الأسبوع as being مرفوعًا? نعم. مرفوع نعم.
I have ذهبت الأسبوع ماضي
إلى المدرسة.
Okay, ذهبت إلى المدرسة الأسبوع الماضي. Same thing he did. You made it as مرفوع منصوب yeah. مفعول فيه. نعم, we were مرفوع. نعم, موسى.
With a
dhamma. نعم.
ذهبت إلى المنهدم الأسبوع الماضي.
ذهبت إلى المنهدم الأسبوع الماضي. مفعول فيه. Now it's مفعول فيه also. Okay, let's say, let's make it مرفوع. How can we make it مرفوع? Let's make it the مبتدا. The mubtada of the sentence. Now, start with it. Now.
Al
usbu al maadi. Last week. Huwa hafiza. Huwa hafiza surat al mulk. When did he memorize it? Last week. That's mafulun fi. If you start with the maf'ulun bi and bring the verb after it, does it change it from being maf'ulun bi? If you start with maf'ulun fi and then you bring after it the action that this time is indicating, does it change it from maf'ulun fi? Think of a sentence, a different sentence. Al-usbu' al-maadi. Naam. كان طويل. نعم الأسبوع الماضي كان يعني the last week was very long. Okay, because الأسبوع الماضي right is the مبتدا and the نعت. So الأسبوع is the مبتدا and then you have كان طويلا جدا. Okay, so now كان is the khabar for al-usbu'. Naam, that's good. That's possible. Naam. Because you made it as mubtada now. And you make kana as a khabar. With is jumla, or is, yani ism and khabar, as all of that is a jumla, that is the khabar for al-usbu'. Okay, next word, al-bariha. What is the meaning of al-bariha?
Last week. I mean, last night.
Okay, give me a sentence. Al-Bariha. This is maf'ulun fihi. Maf'ulun fihi. Something happened last night. Naam, Musa.
Ma wajadtuka fi ghurfatika al-Barihata.
Ma wajadtuka fi ghurfatika al-Barihata. What does it mean? ما وجدتك is I didn't see you, I didn't find you in your room last night. Okay, زيارة. A sentence with زيارة. If you like.
Anybody
want
to jump up? Go ahead. I'm backing off. Nah. I got one. I'm gonna have to go first. Go ahead. I'll shoot out of him.
ذهبنا لزيارة مديرنا.
لزيارة مديرنا. زيارة. Is it مضاف to مدير? Is ziyara mudaf to mudir? Is it mudaf? Mudafun ilay. Ziyara mudirina. Visiting of our mudir.
Headmaster.
Ziyara is mudafun. So it can't take tanween or alif lam. So it would have to be ziyara ti mudirina. Because ziyara here is mudaf and mudir is mudafun ilay. And then مدير is مضاف and نا is مضاف إليه. Now you have two إضافات together. زيارة مديرنا. لي زيارة مديرنا. نعم. It's مضاف مضاف إليه. So it can't take تنوين. زيارة مديرنا. Go ahead.
ذهب أحمد دون.
ذهب أحمد دو.
أحمد دو, right?
Yeah. نعم. ذهب أحمد
إلى
Li ziyarati.
For visiting. For the purpose of visiting al-wazir. Naam. Li ziyarati al-waziri.
So, ila is not in the right place there.
You will say, dhahabtu ila ziyarati. Li ziyarati. Naam. Tayyib, dhu. Dhu. Naam. هذا الكتاب
ذو غلاف
الجميل. Okay, one more time.
هذا الكتاب
ذو الغلاف الجميل. جيد. What does it mean?
This book has a beautiful cover.
نعم.
الوالدو ذو كتاب جديد.
اوكي. الوالدو ذو ما
الكتاب الكتابي
That's it.
No, الكتاب جديد.
ذو الكتاب جديد. Okay, so you're saying al-waladu jadidun. That's the meaning of the sentence, right? Al-waladu jadidun. It's okay.
Yeah.
If you say al-waladu jadidun, which walad? Dhu kitab. Dhu al-kitab. The one that possess the book.
Right.
That walad that possess the book, he's new. Naam.
It's going back to the
walad. Naam. Al-walad is definite, so dhu has to be definite.
Right.
But jadidun is khabar, so it doesn't have to be definite. Naam, Ibrahim. Dhu al-bayti. Dhu al-bayti. Okay, if you're saying ذلك الرجل. Dhu al-bayti. You want to say that the man is Jameel, or you want to say the house, the one who he possesses a house that's beautiful. Dhu al-bayti al-jameeli. Naam. Now we don't have a khabar yet. Thalika al-rajulu. Dhu al-bayti al-jameeli. Naam. That man who possessed a beautiful house, what about him? Tawilun. He's Tawilun. Or he's tabibun, or he's ghaniyun, or he's faqirun, or he's muslimun, naam. Or he's a mushrikun. Naam, nisf, last one, last sentence. Nisfun, naam, Musa. Hadhal qalamu binisfi dolar. Dolaran, o dolarun, o dolarin. Dularin. Why is it dularin? Bi nisfi dularin. What does that mean?
This pen costs half a dollar.
This pen costs half a dollar. All right. Did we go over the verb, the vocabulary last time? We didn't go over. Okay, let's quickly go over the vocabulary so we can finish. Make sure we finish this. Okay. Close your books. Listen up. Tell me the meaning of the words. Taib, I'm going to give you some easy ones first and then hard ones. Wajada. He found. Or to find. Bahatha an. To search for. He searched for. Masha. To walk. Akhada. He took. Wada'a. Wada'a. To put. To put something down. Naam. Quratul qadam. Football. Quratu salla. Basketball. Nisfun. Sabahun. Morning. Burtuqalun. Orange. Asirun. Juice.
Mulawwanun. Mulawwanun, from laun.
The color.
It's colored. Colored. Mulawwanun. Sabunun.
Soap.
Albarihata. Last night. Okay. Iza'atun.
Radio station.
Did you say stations?
Station.
With S. Iza'atun. Stations. Plural. What's the singular? Iza'atun. Naam. Aliyatun. High. Is it masculine or feminine?
Feminine.
What's the masculine of it? Alin or Ali?
Alin.
Alin is majhurun or mansubun?
It's mansub.
It's mansub? Alin? Huh? Majhur? Alin?
It's majhur, but it's...
No. Alin. It's originally Aliyun, which is what? Mansub?
Marfu'un.
Alin is marfu'un. Marfu'un. It looks like it's majrun. It's not majrun. Abadan. Abadan. It's not majrun. It's marfu'un. Naam. Marfu'un. It's understood. It's understood that the ya is deleted from it, so you don't see its dhamma. It's mahzuf, but it's still marfu'un, even though you don't see it.
Like the same word,
Ghalin.
Hamin.
Naam. Tayyib. Suwarun. With Saad. Suwarun.
Picture.
Huh?
Suwarun.
A picture or image is Suratun. It's gem. Gem. Suwarun. It's gem. Of Suratun. Suratun means a picture or image. Suwar is the gem. Naam. Okay. Nazaratun. Spectacles. Give me an easier word. Eyeglasses. Okay. Glasses. Tayyib. Ajalun. Wheels.
Wheel.
Ajalun.
A wheel.
Huh? So what's ajalatun?
Ajalatun.
Wheels. Ajalatun is wheels and ajalun is wheel, huh? Our axe. Opposite. Ajalun is plural. Ajalatun is singular. Ajalatun is singular. And ajalun is plural for wheel. Naam. Tayyib. Nobody will get this one if I give it backwards. So I'm going to give it frontwards so somebody can get it. Lihyatun.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm easy. What's the plural of it?
Lihya.
Lihya is lihyatun. What's the plural of it? Liyatun. Lihayatun. Lahawatun. Just make up anything, right?
Just put some hair on your face.
Luhan or Lihan. Luhan or Lihan. That's it. If I give it backwards, nobody will get it, right? So I give it frontwards, the singular first, and then give the plural next. Okay, no problem. Type Manair. We had that in the lesson. What's the meaning of Manair?
The minaret.
The minaret?
No,
it's plural. Manair. What's the singular? Minaret is English in Arabic. Manair. What's the singular of manair? Manaratun. 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 Tayyib. We're going to make it easy again for you. Sullamun. What's the meaning of sullamun?
Stairs.
And what's the plural of it? Don't try to guess it. It's too far-fetched. It's on the wazn of mafa'il. Sa'al. Mafa'il. Mafa'ilu. No, I gave you the word already. I made it easy. I gave you the singular. I want you to give me the plural now. I am not going to give you the singular again. I gave it to you already once. And twice? What's the singular upstairs? Su'al? Sullatun, huh? Huh? Sullatun with tarmabuta? Sullam. And what's the plural now in the wazn of mafa'il? Sama'il, huh? La. Sullam. Sullam has seen, lam, and meem. Mafa'il, salalil. Salalim. Salalim. Okay. Maknasatun. Maknasatun. Broom. What's the plural? Miknasa. Mim, kaf, noon, seen. Mim, kaf, noon, seen. Miknasa. The wazn is mafa'il. Now. So what's the plural of miknasa? Miknasatun. Miknasa. Mafa'il. Miknasa. Meem, kaf, noon, seen. How about Abu Bakr is writing it down. Manair? Naam, that's the plural of manara. Manair. Salalim is the plural of sullam. What about makanis? Makasiu? Miknasa, makanis, makanisu, salalimu, manairu, all of these are on the same wazn, they all mamnu'a min as-sarf. Okay, this lesson is finished. What is this lesson, number 7? Okay, we have a few minutes remaining. Do the exercises that we completed for homework, write them out. This is lesson number 8. Lesson number 8 is review. We only have a few minutes, right? So this is a review of what? It's a review of the conjugation of verbs in the past tense. Al-fi'l al-madi. Review of verbs in the past tense. We had these verbs before, right? We had dhahaba, we had dhahabat, we had dhahabu, dhahabtum, dhahabtun, all of this, right? So now we just want to review it. What you need to know is that the verbs are either singular, which is this column here, al-mufradu. Singular verbs, al-mufradu. Or they are jam'. Al-jam'u are the plural verbs, right? These are the singular verbs, these are the plural verbs. Okay, so if I ask you for a singular mufrad, I want one of these. If I ask you for a jam, I want one of these. Okay? Verbs also may be classified into masculine and feminine, right? Mudhakkar or mu'annath. Some verbs are mudhakkar, that means that they are masculine, right? And some of them are mu'annath, that means that they are feminine, right? So if I ask you for a mudhakkar verb, I want masculine, right? If I ask you for mu'annath, then you want feminine, alright? Verbs are masculine or feminine. And they're also, either the person who's speaking, the person who's doing action is the speaker, the mutakallim, or the one that's being addressed directly, the mukhatab, or the one that they're talking about, which is the what? Ghaib. The ghaib. The first person is the mutakallim. The second person is the mukhatab, the one you're addressing directly. And the third person is the one that you're talking about. The first person is yourself, I'm the speaker. Second person is the one you're talking to. Third person is the one you're talking about, right? So the first person is the mutakallim, the speaker. The second person is the mukhatab, the one you are talking to, you're addressing. And the third person is the ghaib, the one you're talking about. So the ghaib can either be mudhakkar or mu'annath. Okay? Mudhakkar means huwa. Third person, right? Mu'annath means here. Third person, feminine singular. If you're talking, this should be here. This is mudhakkar for third person. And this is mu'annath for third person. This is ghaib mudhakkar, huwa. Ghaib mu'annath, here. Okay, so huwa would be huwa dhahaba. Here would be what? Here dhahabat.
If you're talking directly to somebody, masculine مذكر, it would be أنت ذهبت. Masculine. If it's feminine مؤنث, it would be أنت ذهبت. Okay? If you're talking about yourself, the speaker, the first person, the مذكر and the مؤنث is the same. So you say أنا, a man, he says أنا ذهبت. And a female, she says, أَنَا ذَهَبْتُ. First person, masculine and feminine is the same. Okay, as far as the second person, there's a difference between masculine and feminine. ذَهَبْتَ ذَهَبْتِ. Third person, there's a difference between masculine and feminine. ذَهَبَ ذَهَبَتْ. As far as the first person, it's the same, ذَهَبْتُ. And the same thing goes for the plural. The first person is ذَهَبْنَا, meaning نَحْنُ ذَهَبْنَا. Doesn't matter. If the people who are speaking about themselves are male or female. Women say ذهبنا and men say ذهبنا. نحن ذهبنا. They say the same thing. نحن ذهبنا. So the first person, singular and plural, for masculine and feminine is the same. Okay, so the verb form, as well as the pronoun, for first person, singular and plural, masculine and feminine is the same. أنا ذهبت. A man says that. And a woman says the same thing. أنا ذهبت. Women say نحن ذهبنا. And men say نحن ذهبنا. Same thing. The pronoun, the verb is the same for first person, whether it's masculine or feminine. The difference is what? Singular or plural. As far as the second person and the third person, the مخاطب and the غائب, the masculine has a form, feminine has a form. Masculine has a form, feminine has a form. Okay, that's the same thing whether it's mufrad, singular, or jam, plural. Masculine and feminine have a different form. Alright? So if you're talking about the غائب, you're saying huwa and hiya. Huwa ذهبa, hiya ذهبت. Or if plural, you're saying hum or hunna. Hum ذهبوا, hunna ذهبنا. Hunna ذهبنا. Second person, المخاطب. The مذكر and the مؤنث, masculine and feminine, have a different form. If it's singular, مفرد, you say أنت ذهبت. Feminine, أنت ذهبت. Plural, أنتم ذهبتم. أنتن ذهبتن. Okay? Masculine, ذهبتم. Feminine, ذهبتن. Alright? Third person, هم ذهبوا هن ذهبنا. So the masculine is what? ذهبوا. Feminine, ذهبنا. Okay, let's take another verb. We want to start from the third person. هو and هي and أنت and أنتي and أنا. Okay? All the singulars, مفرد. Okay, we want to take the verb خرج. هو هي خرجت. أنت خرجت. أنت خرجت. أنا خرجت. Okay, الجم plural. هم خرجوا. هن خرجنا. أنتم خرجتم. أنتن خرجتن. نحن خرجنا. Okay, without looking at the board. Without looking at the board. Okay? Huwa, okay, the verb that we want to use here is what? Jalasa. Jalasa means what? To sit. Huwa. No looking at the board. Man ghashana falaysa minna. Whoever cheats us is not from us. Okay? Jalasa. Huwa. Jalasa. Hiya. Jalasat. Anta. جلست. أنت جلست. أنا جلست. Plurals. هم هم جلسوا. جلسوا. هن جلسنا. هن جلسنا. أنتم جلستم. أنتن جلستن نحن جلسنا جيد. Okay, another verb. أكل means what?
To eat.
هو أكل. هي أكلت. أنت أكلت. أنت أكلت. أنت أكلتي. أنا أكلت. Plurals. هم 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 أكلوا ذهبوا خرجوا جلسوا أكلوا. هم أكلوا. هن هن أكلنا. هن أكلنا. أنتم أكلتم. أنتن أكلتن. نحن أكلنا. This is how you got to practice. Take 10 verbs and conjugate them, first looking at your chart and then without looking. Until you could easily say, Ana akaltu, Anta akalta, Anti akalti, Huwa akala, Hiya akalat, Nahnu akalna, Antum akaltum, Antunna akaltunna, Hum akalu, Hunna akalna. Okay, whatever pronoun you use, easily. Hum dhahabu. أنتم
أكلتم.
Okay, أكل. أنتم أكلتم. أنا أكلت. أنت أكلت. أنت أكلت. هو هي أكلت. طيب هم هم أكلتم. ها what about أنتم أكلتم. هم أكلوا. هن أنتن أكلتن. أنتم هم أكلوا. هن هن أكلتن. هن أكلن. أنتن أكلتن. أنتم أكلتم. The pronouns we already learned before. So if we learn the pronouns well, a lot of the verbs correspond. Look. Here, right, you have anta dhahabta. Anti dhahabti. Okay, here also you have what? Antum akaltum. Antunna akaltunna. So some of these verbs are the pronouns on the verbs connected to the verbs are very close to the pronouns that are connected, that are not connected, independent pronouns. In any case, these are the verb endings, and you have to memorize them. Now, the last thing that I want to say about this, that's very important, is that these pronouns that's connected to the verb, they are the fa'il of the verb. We studied this before. Well, we studied the fa'il and the fa'il and the maf'ul and be, right? The fa'il here, the fa'il in this verb is ta. And the fa'il in this verb is ti. And the fa'il in this verb is tu. And the fa'il in this verb is na. Huh? Be careful. What's the fa'il in this verb here? I said be careful. Tu. What is this noon here? Alamatul Jam. What is Alamatul Jam? Sign of plurality. The feminine sign of plurality. What is the pronoun here? The fa'il. Two. And this meme is what? Alamatul Jam for masculine. And what's the pronoun here? The fa'il. Na. And what's the pronoun here? The fa'il. Wow. Wow al-jama'ah. Taib, be careful here. The pronoun, the fa'il is two. And the fa'il here is two. This meme and this noon is a sign of plurality. Okay? So this is ta, ti, two. Wow al-jama'ah. Noon and niswa. The noon of feminine plurality. This right here is ta is the fa'il. Here, ta is the fa'il. Here, noon is the fa'il. This noon and niswa. This noon here is a sign of femininity. This is the fa'il here. Zahabna. Okay? This is the fa'il tu. This is the fa'il ti. This is the fa'il ta. Where's the fa'il here? Ta? Ta? This right here, this ta is the sign of femininity. Alamat ta'nith. This ta only indicates that the verb is feminine. Zahabat. To distinguish from zahaba. The fa'il here is the same as the fa'il here. It's not seen. It's a damir mustatir. Mustatir. We don't see the fa'il here in these two verbs. All the rest of them we see the fa'il. Here we don't see the fa'il. It's a damir mustatir. That's hidden. It's understood to be huwa. And here is damir mustatir. Zahabat. Understood to be here. And that's what we need to know about the verbs. This is lesson 8. It's finished. Alhamdulillah. If you got it. Now we have to do the exercises, inshallah. And then we'll be finished with lesson 8, which is just a review lesson. And then we're going to go into lesson 9 with a lot of new points. Very, very important points. But let's go over this a little bit, make sure we understand everything here, okay? First thing you need to know is that there's mufrad, singular, and jam, plural. There's the first person, the mutakallim, the second person, the mukhatab, and the third person, the ghaib. The second and third person can be masculine and feminine, different forms. The first person, the form is always the same, whether singular or plural. The form is the same for the verb, for first person, singular, and first person, plural. As far as second person and third person, the masculine and feminine forms are different. Okay, so you have singular and you have plurals. You have masculine and feminine, you have first, second and third person. Okay, the second thing that you need to remember is that these endings on the verbs, okay, and here it would be tu and tu, they are the damir muttasil, connected pronouns that are actually the fa'il of the verb. Except in these two, we don't see the fa'il. Rather, it's damir mustatir taqdiruhu. Huwa zahaba, hiya zahabat. This is waw al-jama'ah, which indicates plural. This is noon al-niswa, which indicates feminine plural. This is the sign of plurality here for tum. This is the sign of plurality here for tunna, feminine. Okay, here is the pronoun, the fa'il.
Now, when we're speaking about the people,
who's
the guy, they're not present, but they can be present
in a certain way. Yeah, this means means that you talk. One person is speaking to another person about somebody else,
yeah,
about a third party. Mm-hmm. The third party could be near,
right?
Could be standing right here.
So
but the I am the speaker,
right?
And you are the one who's spoken to,
right?
And we are speaking about a third party.
Right.
They might be absent from the place. They
right.
might be present in the place.
In the building, yeah.
They might be far away. They could be near.
Right.
But me and you are talking about a
right.
third party.
Right.
Third person means that's the third person, not the speaker or the mukhatab.
Right.
Mutakallim and mukhatab. These are two people who are talking to each other. They're holding a conversation. And they're talking about a third party. The third party could be near them. Could be hearing them talking. No, it doesn't matter. That doesn't mean absent,
right.
like they're not present,
right.
or they're non-existent.
Right.
Just means that they are not in this conversation. We're not talking to them, we're talking about them. When you're talking to somebody, that's different. They're not ghaib.
Right.
Talking to somebody. The speaker and the one that he's speaking to, those are the two people that are in the conversation. Whoever is not in the conversation between those two people is ghaib.
Yeah, let me ask that question, because one time we
They were saying, like you're saying, basically what you're saying. No, they were saying that the person is like they could be not seen as well. No, as well being seen, but a distant away, like for example, across the street, I'm talking about somebody. Okay, they could be seen or unseen. Yeah, but they don't have to be far away. They could be near or far, even if they're near to you. If they're not in the conversation, they're a third party. Okay, the person you're addressing could be more than one person. There could be three of us here, and you're talking to the two of us. So neither of us are ghaib. You're talking to us, so we're the second person. Second person could be singular, could be dual, could be plural. So it could be more than one person that you're talking to. But whoever is the speaker, and whoever that speaker is talking to, whether they're talking to one person or two or three or ten, if it's 10 people you're talking to, all of those people are the mukhatab, the mukhatabun, people who are being addressed. Now, when the speaker is talking to a group of people, 10 people or 100 people, about somebody else, that is the ghaib. The one that we are speaking about, okay? Alright, alhamdulillah, it's about time for the adhan now, so we stop here. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Right after exercises that we completed, naam. Sallam ala al-ikhwa, inshallah. Right after exercises that we completed, and look at exercises. Try to do the exercises, as many of them as possible. We'll do them in the next class. And if we finish the exercise in the next class, we're going to start with lesson number 9 next week, inshallah, hopefully.